Hey, everybody, we are here with Doro Pesch, and she has a new album coming out called Fear No Evil. Doro, great to have you on the show, and tell us a little bit about the new album entitled Fear No Evil.
Yeah, it's coming out the 2nd of June here in the States, and I'm very excited about it, and I think it has like all kinds of like beautiful anthems and really, really heavy songs and some ballads as well. One duet with another singer, Tarja Turunen. She was the ex-singer of Nightwish, and the song is called Walking with the Angels, which I think it's one of the nicest ballads we ever did. Yeah, and some great anthems. This one called Celebrate with many, many friends and fans, everybody singing in the background. And The Night of the Warlock is like the opening track. And I think, it sums up pretty much all like the last 25 years. And and I'm very happy how it came out. And I think it's good sounds, good melodies, and really strong songs.
I was looking at the credits in the album, and it seems that there are a lot of studio credits in there. And where exactly did you record this record at?
We recorded it actually all over the world, like a couple of things we did in Pennsylvania and some other stuff we did in Hamburg in Germany, and I was like using like a lot of people like to help me with the production, and one guy, maybe you remember him, he's the ex-guitar player in Sisters of Mercy, his name is Andreas Brun. We did a lot of things together, and we produced it all together, Andreas, myself, mm-hmm. and another guy, his name is Thorsten Sickert, and and usually I always go to the studio where I feel the song is like taken care of like the right way, and
You seem to do a lot of guest work with different vocalists, and of course on your albums and even singles that you have released, you seem to be using a lot of guest musicians, like friends of yours. And how do you hook up with these people to get these people to sing on many of these songs? And why did you pick these particular musicians?
At first I wanted to write a song like something like Oh Yeah or True Steel, and then I wanted to invite all the fans to sing together with me, and then we did it actually, and it turned out so great. And then we gave the engineer a couple of options, like just sometimes just the guys and sometimes just the girls. And when the girls were singing, I thought, wow, this sounds really awesome. And then I thought, I want to do like a full metal female version. I called up all my friends, like the girls of Girl School, and Veronica Freeman from Benedictum, and Angela from Arch Enemy, and everybody I had like a history with or I was on tour with. Yeah, and then they all sang like either in our studio or they sent me the files. And and then we did the full metal female version, and I gave the demo to Biff of Saxon, and then his vocals came back, and I thought, oh man, sounds mm-hmm. great. So we did like three versions, one with the fans, one with Biff, and then one with all the ladies. And on the album you can hear a version where everybody's singing,
mm-hmm.
and that's one of my favorite songs, Celebrate, and I think it has like it's like a good like when you hear it once you can sing along to it right away, and it was a lot of fun to sing with so many people.
Mm-hmm.
Really reminded me on All We Are or True Steel, and
In following your career and checking out your bio, I noticed that you had a lot of adversity starting off in the music business, and you were very young, I mean like 16 or 17 when you recorded your first album. And also, read you had a debilitating disease, an actual illness that was potentially going to be fatal, and a lot of people thought was going to be fatal, and you ended up getting through that. And how did you get through that and get your start in the music business?
I love music since the first time I really remembered that I like could think. I was, I think, 3 years old, and I really, really loved music so much. I always wanted to become a singer. And then a little bit later, I was pretty sick for a whole year, and I thought, if I will ever survive it, I will do something with my life. And then I started my first band when I was like 15, 16,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't even know that it was metal back then. You know, we just did like what, you know, what we felt doing. It was a lot of energy. It was pretty hard, but with good melodies. Yeah, and then a little bit later on, we found out that we were like part of like the upcoming metal scene. And then actually in 1982, we formed the band Warlock, and that was actually our very first like break, and we got good reviews. The first record came out in 83, and then we did some festivals. It was like the legendary Monsters of Rock festivals in England and in Germany, and that was actually, everybody thought, wow, let's support the band. And then I could come to America in 86 87, and then we did this record Triumph and Agony. Mm-hmm. And it was actually a big hit, and it got a heavy rotation on MTV, the song All We Are. Yeah, and then yeah, and then actually everything went really, really well. And yeah, and I'm doing it now over 25 years. Like,
Doro, are you going to be coming to the USA anytime soon to tour? And what's the difference between playing over in the US and then playing over in, say, Europe, Germany, and a lot of these other countries that are outside of the USA?
It's like, it's always, I love touring anywhere. It doesn't matter if, like, big festivals or small, and I love it so much. And all my best members, they are all from America, from Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey. And so I totally feel at home here, and I got my green card many years ago. And, you know, and yeah, to tour the States always means a lot, and I love it so much. And yeah, but anywhere, you know, it doesn't matter. It's always, I'm always grateful to play in front of people. When I feel, you know, I can touch their hearts, it's nothing like it.
I read you recorded some concerts to put out as a brand new DVD, and are you going to be putting out a DVD anytime soon, either during the tour or after the tour?
Yeah. We actually celebrated the 25th anniversary really, really big. Like, it was in December in my hometown in Germany, in Düsseldorf, and many people from all over the world came, like many fans from the States and from Mexico and New Zealand, Australia, and it was like one of the biggest shows we ever did. And we would definitely release a DVD from this concert, and many musicians came. The Scorpions came up to play, Bobby Blitz from Overkill came, Boyle Dane from Nevermore, Taya was there, and we played the Full Metal female version of the song Celebrate, so all the girls were there. And we did a little Warlock reunion, and it was actually the longest show we ever played, like 3.5 hours, and we will release the DVD, I think, around Christmas time.
Doro, what's the biggest difference between producing a record now as opposed to when you first started out?
Oh, actually, I went through all like the ups and downs, like of you know, of metal, of the music industry. It was in the 80s, of course, there were many, many more people involved, and we were like, you know, in big companies. I was many years on Polygram, then on Warner Brothers, but it, yeah, the whole music industry became really, really small, and it's different now. Now you have to, you know, you have to see that you do a great record, that you still use great studios, but it's it's not anymore as much money. When we do like a video these days, it's like, you know, it's not anymore like in the 80s, but you know, we didn't even know how good we had it, like in 87, like when we did the All We Are video. We actually filmed it in LA. I think it was like, god, it was like, I don't know, it was a couple of $100,000, and you know, and we had no idea like that, you know, that it would actually, that we would have to pay for it either, you know. That was like another thing. The record company said, okay, let's do it. And then, you know, you didn't know that the band, you know, had like huge debt to pay. But yeah, it's now a little bit more difficult. But on the other hand, the artists have more freedom to do whatever you want. And mm-hmm. There's no, you know, no A&R manager anymore telling you which direction, which songs, which look. So I think the freedom is great, but it became much smaller. I don't know, you know, here I heard like, you know, all the record chains, they're out of business and stuff. And like, I remember like the great, you know, record chains like Tower Records, and yeah, and it's all changing, and more people are doing like the download. So it changed, quite a bit, but it's still as much fun. fun as back in the 80s, and you know, and I think live became much more important. Usually we were doing a record and then we were doing the tour to support the record, and usually, yeah, today it's almost the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's like now you record the album and to promote your tour, as opposed to, you know, promoting the tour with the album then.
Almost, yeah. It's but that's fine, because I love playing concerts and doing it live. That was always, like, you know, the stuff I love the most. So yeah, and in this day and age, we could tour like, yeah, much more countries. Like when we started, like, for example, the former Eastern countries were impossible to tour, and now, you know, we feel at home, like in Russia, Czech Republic, Bulgaria. We just came from China. Actually, we went to China in December, and we are going back in a couple of weeks. So, yeah, so the whole world, like, somehow, you know, it's like, yeah, it seems like a smaller place, and you could go anywhere, which really was impossible in the 80s, but now it seems all like more, yeah, like you definitely can bring the metal to more people, more countries than ever, and that's fantastic.
Now, you don't hear about a heavy metal band playing in China every day, and I'm kind of curious, what was it like playing over there? What was the fan base like, and what did you have to do to play in China? Because I know they have a lot of censorship when it comes to Western art and Western music.
Actually, I didn't know that, but many people knew, like, the songs, and it was actually a little bit tricky to get into the country. I had to send in all the CDs, all the lyrics, and there was, like, some censorship going on.
Mm-hmm.
But then when we got into the country, I played the whole set list. I played, like, all the songs we always playing. So, but it was amazing, and it was so different, but was unbelievable. And, and we got now invited back. You have to get an invitation. You can't just go there, but it's cool, and, yeah. And everybody sang along, like, they translated, like, all the lyrics, like, had, like, big billboards, and it was funny, and, yeah, but very, very different. And, mm-hmm.
I mean, that's awesome. That's, like, a whole new market, and you never hear of heavy metal bands really playing in China.
Yeah, and actually, we definitely want to put it on the DVD as well. We filmed some stuff, and it's really awesome, and we definitely want to do some bonus CD for the DVD, and it was really wild, and, yeah.
I mean, you talked about downloading just now, and what do you think of downloading? Music downloading, illegal downloading, paying for downloads? What do you think about that?
On one hand it is. On the other hand, you know, I just, like, I always thought, I love doing music, and I would love to give it away for free, which, of course, is impossible, because, you know, you have to live, and it, of course, hurts the record companies, hurts, like, the whole industry. But on the other hand, you know, I just, my main priority is that the people fall in love with the music, and so I guess it has some good and it has some bad sides, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I always try to do all I can, and then, you know, I didn't. We always do, like, really, like, a beautiful packaging, that it's still really worth it to go out and buy the disc, and the new one, the Fear No Evil. It has like a beautiful artwork, and it has, like, this this really nice print. So I think it's a piece of art, and I think the diehard fans, they always go, like, for the real CD rather than just the download. And mm-hmm.
You've been with AFM for at least 2, 3, 4 years now, and how do you like working with that label?
Oh, pretty good. I'm with AFM now for the last 4 years, and it's going real well, and I think I have a lot of heart, like, for this type of music, what we do, so I'm really happy, and it's going well,
So will you be coming to the USA anytime soon as far as touring?
In September, we're definitely doing a long tour in September, and I'm very excited about that, and we might hook up with another band, and it's in the making, and but I shouldn't say who it is. I don't want to jinx it, but it will be a great package, and it's like to 99%. It's done, but we're definitely coming in September, and